There is a memorial on the waterfront for Flight 3407 victim Alison Desforges, perhaps the only public monument to a woman other than perhaps in a local cemetery. A local group plans to change that, and they have three candidates for the first statues of women. Trailblazing Women had a meeting in the Meriwether Library last night to have three supporters talk about the three candidates. Mary Talbert, Louise Bethune, and Geraldine Green, otherwise known for her Seneca name, Gowasita. The plan is to have the three statues near the Central Library. UB Professor Lillian Williams says Talbert fought the good fight in the great issues of the early 20th century, particularly Jim Crow.
Those rights began to erode, particularly after the 1896 Supreme Court decision. But Jim Crow reigned, essentially, and these women organized to address them. They saw race issues, gender issues as being intertwined. They were very concerned about the right to vote because that was the way in which they could protect the interests of their communities.
Bethune was the first woman licensed architect, mother of the Hotel Lafayette and many other local commercial and residential buildings. Green worked to keep alive Seneca traditions and the language. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.